Music Radio, WLAS.
To be with you, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network, and...
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show.
What's up, beer drinkers? We got another great show for you again this week.
Here's Dan Hampton and Ed O'Brien.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to...
All right, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now is the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
This is where this gets difficult. Nope.
What kind of hotel is this?
How you doing?
With a tear in my eye!
I am coming.
Beat your way!
Frostez warm-ups.
We're doing live.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Party foul.
See you next Tuesday.
Oh, you've missed our beginning of the show where we've just done a show for about 12-15 minutes on the patreon.com/Lingus Mafia. We give a little bit of a pre-show. I'm Cav Manning. I'm the boss of this family. I'm joined by my consigliere. That is Fausty Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
And the man I love to hate. That is our bookie. Huh. That is our underboss. Fausty. that's Gregorio.
Buonasera.
And you'll find out why when it's movie of the week time. And he's glad, he's lucky he lives in Arizona. I come fucking get him. Fucker. I'm gonna fly to Arizona. See, now that would be a TV show. I watch it. See, that's a great sitcom. I sit there and watch it like this and go, I nod my head, turn off the TV. You see me walk out the front door with a luggage. A fucking airline go up in the air, it land down. I go Greg's door, knock on the door. He goes, oh, I punch right in the face.
They walk away.
Like James Silent Bob when they looked up everybody who talked shit about them on the internet.
That's right.
Beat them up.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. But yeah, we'll have a movie of the week week with old Gregorio. I just am so glad that I have made a rule of, if you pick it, you review it. So when it is not us, there is no notes to take. Maybe a line or two you type down about something you wanted to remember. But like this kind of movie, I go, zero notes. I will yell at them the whole fucking review. That's what we'll fucking do. Oh, it is that time of year. First, it's a horrible baseball season already. It's between...
Has your team won yet?
No. What team, Faust? The Bears? No, they're not playing yet. Soon enough. I'm waiting for that. I'm like, oh my God, they can't win a game. They can't get a fucking hit barely. The first game of the year, they got a one hit and it was a home run. I go, what?
Jesus.
I fucking laugh. They went 10 innings yesterday. It was 0-0. And then, of course, one error. The next one's another error. And then it was a fucking 3-run homer. I'm like, my God. I turn it on because I didn't have it on. I did something. I watched something. I don't know what the fuck I did. And I turned it on, and I just see it says 5-0, and like the end of the game where it was coming back. Well, we lost, you know, like, we bullshit. I go, we Kemosabe. And I said, and I go, I'm just like, fucking zero, fucking unbelievable. And then I'm like, well, let's see what Manaea did, because he was dealing, I told you, right? He was on fire. And I look and I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, fuck. It says final 10. And I go, what the five? I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I see, I'm like, oh my God. Like, in one inning, it was five in the extra innings. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
How long did he end up going, Manaea?
I don't even know. He might have, it was 6 or 7, something like that. But yeah. It was not many hits at all. So I'm like, oh man, he was fucking hot. So, like you said, streaky. And I'm like, well, I hope he can hit too, Faust. I give him a fucking bat because
I went to an A's game. It was Drinking Buddy's birthday. He invited me to an A's game, and Manaea was pitching.
What's he punishing
for
you for?
I wore all my Giants stuff.
Oh, there you go.
But I think Manaea gave up like eight runs in the first inning.
Is he an A's guy?
I think he likes both, doesn't he, Greg?
He's one of those just Bay Area, whoever's good, okay.
Yeah, his wife's a Giants fan, so he goes Giants game.
Otherwise, he's an A's guy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. And you're Giants, of course, Greg.
Yeah, my dad was a Giants. My mom was an A's.
Oh, no shit.
And then, okay. And then our formative years, like, during the whole fucking Battle of the Bay thing.
Yeah,
so, you know, when it was decent. So he chose them. Yeah.
Jumped on the wrong one. Little did he know.
It looked good for a while for him.
Yeah, it did. And it was always, they were the minor league system because they fucking grew people. And it was like, what is this giving people away shit with that team? It's fucking crazy, the people that they had on that team.
They still do it.
Do they still do it, though?
Well, yeah. They don't keep anybody.
They don't keep anybody. I don't know if they've turned into monsters, but I mean, like, Cespedes was there. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like a good guy every time. And then the A's ball and all that bullshit.
Who else has left recently? Yeah, they've had a few guys.
I laugh at, I enjoy that.
Simeon.
Yeah, Simeon. Simeon was a monster last year.
I enjoy the Moneyball movie. Me and the Duchess watched it the other day because it was just on or something. And it's a good movie. And my boyfriend, Brad Pitt, you know, fine act. And so...
Like I always say, they ignore the big three. But
yes, that's what I was just going to say. Be like, they didn't mention that they had the best pitchers in the world. Mulder, Hudson, Zito in that order. And fucking slump bust and run wild. And then... The Giants end up getting Zito on the back end of after everything was fucking done with him, and he was slump busting left and right. He didn't even put him into the playoffs, right?
2010, no. I don't think he could be the playoff roster.
Did he get a ring, though, if you don't make the playoff roster? Because you're on a team. Team. You make it.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's guys that are on team half the year. They still get a ring.
Yeah. What is the cutoff, you think? What do you think the cutoff is? For getting a ring. Can't be like if you're on a team 5 days. Oh, really?
I think that's
what that's interesting. That's got to be hard for like where you're like, nah, fuck that guy. And it's like, hey, he was on there a fucking day, fuck off. It's like, where do we cut this off? Like Piazza on the Marlins for what was he on there? Fucking 24 hours.
I also think that if the owners aren't a cheap ass too.
That's true. Because from all the rumor was that the Bears had to pay for their ring. I remember that. I was like,
that's crazy.
The fuck?
Speaking of rings, Greg, what's up with the Diamondbacks having a ring ceremony?
That's
for their NL champion rings.
That's embarrassing.
Bad. Is there any talk about that over there?
I haven't heard any chatter. Nobody that I know
parades.
They aren't Diamondbacks fans, so.
Yeah,
a parade in Arizona, Faust. They're all inside a bus because it's fucking 1,000 degrees. They waving for like Trump with COVID out the window.
Don't even roll it down. Just
oh my god,
windows.
So I had a thing written down which I just looked at right now and said, "Ooh, what a Faust!" I just read the greatest idea.
Oh yeah, who came up with this?
I did, and I'm glad I write these things down because. Good luck to me otherwise ever remembering anything. So what I have, I think we kind of talked about this once, but I wanted to get in depth about it. And I wanted to do for 10 weeks, we do this. And it is the best person who wore the number in sports. 1 through 99. And we could actually do 0 nowadays, I guess, if you want to fucking... jump. I say Mr. Met for 00. but we could do, we'll do 1 through 10 today and then take it on from next week. We'll keep going and kind of have a consensus here where we make a one-sided list first. So if we want to go through, and it's every sport, it doesn't matter, whoever had the best number. For number one, what's the first person you think of? Because I think we'd all think of the same person. Older days. Really? At number one doesn't come to mind.
Ozzie Smith for some reason.
Ozzie Smith.
Was he number one?
Was he
number
one?
I have to look
up
and see who's number one.
Number one right away. Warren Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Does he want anything though?
No, but what the fuck though? Ozzy does a backflip. What the fuck is he doing? He was the no way. Ozzy was one,
wasn't he?
I don't even know that.
The
Wizard of Oz.
All right, I'm cheating. I'm going to Google.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you don't have to like know off the top of your head, but I mean, yeah. I would think top of your head is who makes the fucking list, pretty much.
There you go. On this list, Ozzy Smith's number three.
Who's number? Oh, he wears number three.
No.
Oh, he's three.
Third best to wear number one.
Who's the first?
On Ranker.com, it's one of these sites. You can move stuff around. It ranks based off whoever goes to the website.
So who's number one on there?
Oscar Robinson.
Oh, Oscar Robinson.
He's before our time.
Yeah.
That is before our time. But, I mean, listen, number three is going to be Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard to fucking beat that. So I guess we could just go in any order and just fire out if certain ones trip or trigger, right? So, yeah. So number three, let's just go Babe right off the bat because that's the easy one.
Yeah. I mean, 23 is probably.
Well, we're only doing 1 through 10 today.
Oh, okay.
1 through 10 today. And each week we're going to do, 10 of them. So, like, who the fuck? Jeter, number two? I know it's always the overhyped, right, for G, but I'm like, who else wore fucking two that did anything?
Does it count? What's the name?
Doug Flutie.
Dion?
Because it's college.
Right? It's college. Okay, so it has to be pro.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Because if they were superstars in college, they most likely probably end up wearing that fucking number at a different time, but I guess you can't in college, so oh well. But like, oh, Tebow's a great 15. Sorry, he's fucking horrible everywhere else. But
number two, I mean, I guess there's Kevin Garnett, but he didn't. He won a ring, but not as many. As many as Jeter, though.
Jeter's better than Garnett.
Yeah.
So according to this list, he wore two on the Celtics.
No.
Yeah, I mean, and then he was only there for, like, he wore it only there for that fucking 2-3 years. Yeah, Jeter, Hall of Fame, and always wore it. That's fine. Okay. Eight, are we going with Young? Who else? Well, it's a few eights, aren't there?
Cal Ripken?
Oh, Ripken, yeah. Ripken's a fucking good one. Who else?
Kobe.
Kobe.
It's got to be Kobe.
Cal Ripken. Alexander Ovechkin.
Nah, Kobe. Kobe fucking, yeah, that's a fucking.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Is Seven Elway?
Stargell.
Mantle. Mickey Mantle. I guess Mickey Mantle's better than Elway.
Are we doing number seven?
Yeah, I'm just looking at numbers. And
it's Michael Vick, Ben Roethlisberger.
No. I think it's got to be Mantle. And what a great last name that is, right, Faust?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could have gone with
Ziggy? Oh, God. Ziggy Mantle? No. How about Foot? Foot Mantle, Faust.
Foot. That's soda?
Soda.
That's a great name.
Soda.
Carmelo Anthony? Nope.
No.
Chris Chelios? Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, Ronaldo. But Mantle's, man. I mean, fuck. I think even the mystique of Mantle is probably better than Mantle. Mm-hmm. You know? Okay.
In the U.S., yeah.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle. Okay. Would nine be fucking Pele?
You were nine or 10?
We're nine.
Nine.
I think I know that because I like nine. Because I was like, oh, Brees,
DiMaggio, yeah, Reggie Brees, Jackson, DiMaggio,
Ted Williams.
Oh, Ted Williams. That's some fucking oof.
Andre Iguodala.
Jim McMahon, fuck you. He's going
Bobby
in.
Bobby Hull.
McMahon over everyone. Me, fuck you.
There's number nine right behind you.
There you go. That's why. So McMahon is right there, babe. And number two should be more. Fuck this, Jeter. Boy. God, who do you say for fucking nine?
This was a tough one.
Ted Williams is a fucking monster. And what was the other one you said?
Jacob DeGrom.
DeGrom. Reggie Jackson.
DeGrom wasn't nine. What are you talking about?
This is on here.
Nine.
Drew Brees.
Maybe with Texas.
Yeah, he might be now. So I'm like, no, what the, he was 48. That's what the fuck? Nine. I mean, who else on that list other than Ted Williams? Because that
Reggie.
Reggie was the other one.
Two-time World Series MVP.
Mr. October.
What else did fucking Ted three do other than the streak? Like, what's his lifetime average? Because I'm like, he lives on the streak. And you go, well.
Oh, DiMaggio?
Yeah. No, Ted Williams.
Oh.
So it's like, well, what else?
Last player to hit 400 in a season?
He hit 400.
Triple crown, I believe.
Hall of Fame, 19-time All-Star, two times AL MVP, two times Triple Crown.
I think I would, as Trump would say, Faust, give the nod to fucking...
Teddy Ballgame?
Yeah, over Reggie Jackson. I think Reggie Jackson, obviously, sure. Look at all the people around him, too. He won World Series. Congratulations. You got to be on a fucking team with people.
Three home runs and three swings, though. Fuck. In a whole,
straw
in a
World that stirs Series. The drink.
Yeah, but...
But he also has like 5 million home strikeouts.
Yeah.
All right.
He tried to kill the queen.
Yeah, but he didn't. It was attempted murder.
Ted Williams. We'll do that. Okay. Don't tell me Royce Clayton for number 10. Who the fuck?
Tim Hardaway.
Boy, if that's the best we got.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh.
Mitch Trubisky.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Rodman's a good one.
Steve Nash?
No.
Andre Dawson? No.
Dawson's better than who the fuck? Rodman, right? Yeah, Rodman. Right, fucking
Pele wore number 10.
Pele did wear number 10, son of a bitch. Dawson knows his soccer.
So did Maradona. Hand of God.
DeAndre Hopkins, Walt Frazier.
Lionel Messi.
Larry Jones.
Did Messi wear 10?
Fuck Larry Jones.
On this list, that's what it says.
I would, even though it's soccer, I think Messi's probably that then, yeah. Because if we know who he is, then it means he's good.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, that's fine.
Guy Lafleur.
So, all right, Messi's number 10. So we need
DeMar DeRozan. Why is he on this list? It's embarrassing. Some fucking Bulls fans spamming this
site. Son of a bitch.
What about Zinedine Zidane? He headbutted that guy.
And the Hawk, Andre Dawson.
The Hack. Jackson.
Come on. What is this?
Yeah, I guess Messi. Okay.
Cooper Kupp.
Well, I bet you DeRozan goes to the Hall of Fame. We'll have a bet on that after his years are done. He has like
Mbappe
scoring of some sort fucking records.
Mo Cheeks. Ron Santo. There you go. There's a
fucking Ron Santo. Like fucking Al Bundy searching the streets for his fucking baseball card, remember?
Trent Green, Tyreek Hill.
Phil Rizzuto.
It's Messi. That's it.
Kendall Stewart.
Who's six? LeBron? He didn't have it. He changes too fucking much.
Just Miami, right?
Just Miami. Yeah. So he's not even probably going to be on this fucking list. He didn't wear it long enough in Miami.
Miami. Bill Russell. Julius Erving.
Oh, Bill Russell. Yeah, it's got to be Bill Russell then, right? He's over Julius. And I think Julius is probably second. J. Yeah.
Jay Cutler.
I knew that was coming. Stan Musial. I didn't even bother to make a joke. Okay, we're going with Bill Russell, I think.
Yeah. All I think 11 rings should give him the nod.
Faust, you know, it's close. But we give him the nod over here. Number five. Who the hell were Pujols?
Jason Kidd.
No. Pujols over Jason Kidd so far. John Paxson. Fuck.
Baron Davis.
Boom Dizzle.
Nobody wore fucking five. Who the hell wore five?
Let me go on Ranker here.
Oh, DiMaggio.
Yeah, there you go.
Joe DiMaggio. He wore number five. DiMaggio. I don't even know. Jolton Joe.
Here on this list.
Johnny Bench, Pujols, George Brett.
George Brett. Freddie Freeman.
Nicholas Lindstrom.
Donovan McNabb.
Brooks Robinson.
All right, it's DiMaggio.
Yeah. Jeff Bagwell.
The Killer Bees. Jason Kidd.
Freddie Freeman, get out of here.
Number four.
David Wright.
There you go. David Wright's probably up on it. Number four. Harbaugh. I don't even know anybody else who wore fucking four. Four.
Adam Vinatieri.
That might be the best one on the list. I mean, Hall of Fame.
Oh, Brett Favre. Yeah,
Favre. Anybody else then wearing that?
Joe Dumars, Mel Ott, Red Kelly, Sidney Moncrief, Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey.
Weber. Oh,
I guess it's Favre.
Yeah.
Okay, Favre. And we're back to number one, and then we are done with the top 10 numbers. What did we say other than Warren Moon? Who else was it?
Oh, shit, I'm bringing it up right now. Great.
That's the only person I ever think of as fucking number one is
Penny.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, Oscar.
Oscar Robertson. I guess we'd have to go with Oscar Robertson. All right. Robertson.
The triple-double machine.
Yeah. Before our time, but so is Babe, so fuck it. All right. We got Robertson, Jeter, Babe, Favre, DiMaggio, Russell, Mantle, Kobe, Williams, and Messi. That is our top 10. If you think anything different and you disagree, make sure tweet us at Lingus Mafia and say, what about this one, you bastard, you?
We'll get all our soccer fans that'll be sending in theirs.
No, well, listen, you got Messi. It's the best one there is. No, isn't Ronaldo the best? I don't know, Faust. Yeah. Them the best is the 18th best football player.
He's the highest paid, I think, right now, but it doesn't mean he's the best. Mm.
Have you guys gone and seen Ghostbusters yet?
No,
not yet.
Oh, no. Look, I have toys. Would you like to see my toys?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a combo meal, Faust. I don't know what you want to call it, combo meal, but I got my drink here, and I got my giant
ice bucket.
My pail of popcorn.
Your trash can.
I was like, ooh, look at what I... And so these, you get a little drink topper. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because it still has the thing, but you could interchange your toppers and you walk around like a fool. So they had the Slimer. You get to choose. It's not like a Happy Meal that comes, whatever comes, shows up. So they had either Slimer, a mini Stay Puft. It's not even Stay Puft because it's, you know, those new fucking things. And then they had the symbol, the logo. And then they had, what's it called? The fucking, the trap with wheels.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, come on.
You roll it into place.
Yeah, I go, well, I don't want that. So I was like, it'd be this. And then I'd probably, the next thing I'd get is probably the logo. I think I would do that. And then you go Stay Puft. But I was like, it's a fucking very, I mean, it's all raised lettering and shit like that, you know? So I have to take her to the next, because she was like, would you go again? I go, what are you asking me? Of course I go again.
I take it you were satisfied with the movie.
I was. It was, I mean, I get what they're doing because eventually it's fading out the real Ghostbusters, which I could use a little more Bill Murray in my life. Who couldn't, Faust? Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, we like to see him play golf. We like everything. He needs to do the Larry David and that fucking showdown, whatever that's called.
The match?
Yes, that's what we need. So that's what
I'd be hilarious.
Oh, my God, it'd be so great. So, yeah, I want to see that go on.
I did go to the movies, but I didn't see Ghostbusters. I saw the late Night with the Devil.
What the fuck is that? I don't even heard that.
I didn't hear it either, but I recommended by a friend, and it was good. I liked it.
I can't believe you would go to that and not go make sure you see Ghostbusters first.
And then this next weekend, I'm going to probably go see The Omen.
No desire for the Ghostbusters.
Not right away. Really? Anyway. I did at first, but you know.
Oh, I see Ghostbusters, and it's the real Ghostbusters, like the cartoon file, the real Ghostbusters. They don't get me some bullshit. I mean, they're doing okay. Here's a problem for me is that there's 50,000 Ghostbusters. Everybody's a fucking Ghostbuster now. They put on a suit and they can fucking bust.
Like Lewis Tully.
And it's kids. Make them feel good? There's kids busting left and right. Like, I feel like I'm going in church. I don't know.
Whoa.
Father Needling showing up. I don't know if I was. And the one that it's funny because the one's wearing a wig that looks like fucking Egon. And you see her, like, I guess she's a singer too, that the young one. And she takes off this wig. She got long blonde hair. And it's like, fuck, that's a wig? Who would know? You know, it's that curly fucking fro or whatever she's fucking got. But I mean, they still got, you know, Ray's in there a bit. You know, he seems to, and I think it's like they're lucky that Bill even shows up. I think,
yeah,
so it's like, I pop in here and there and, you know, whatever. But it's all right. I didn't go, they fucking blew this or anything. You know, it was fine. So I'm like, the more of these they make, let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. And you can get Bill in there some more and enjoy yourself. That's what I'm fucking looking for.
It's crazy to think we're going to get a new we got a new Ghostbusters, and we're going to get a new Beetlejuice this year, too.
That's fucking good. I loved it. Go back to what fucking worked, man. Go back. And the thing with old Keaton, it's not like he's a fatso. So you don't go, what the fuck is this now? You know, where you go, oh, boy, does he look different. And with all the makeup, you don't know if he's an old man anyway. Yeah, so that helps. And he's just that he's thin. So
as long as they got Tim Burton back, that was the main thing. You can't just have somebody else do it.
I had to check that Tim Burton was alive the other day. I didn't know. I had no idea. So here is a TV series you need to watch. And I demand that everybody listening with an earshot, it's on Vice. And I said, I'll give it a shot. I enjoy Batman, Faust. Why not, right? Mm-hmm. And it's that Icons Unearthed.
Oh, I set my DVR for it.
Is it Unearthed or fucking what? Mm-hmm. What the fuck, right? And I was having a problem trying to find the motherfucker and what day and this.
Yeah, so, I was watching Dark Side of the Ring and it said tonight or tomorrow. And I look, you know, it wasn't coming on for like 5 or 6 days. So I finally looked ahead and I saw it was coming on.
I think it's on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's one of those.
But I jumped ahead. I found it.
So I went and like, I missed the second one. So I just go to the DirecTV on demand, but you got to sit through a commercial. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting through the first one, which killed me that it's not an old show. It's now airing because I would sit and kill because this is the whole franchise of filming it. It is the entire fucking franchise. It is how the making of each fucking movie, how it came together, trying to get the fucking first one made, how much, like everything. And I'm like, and it's long. So like they didn't finish the first Batman, the first episode. So
I didn't even realize there was multiple episodes.
That's what I didn't know either.
And it was just one thing, one and done.
And I'm like, hey, it's getting close to the end. What the fuck?
I think the next episode I saw for that Icons or whatever the show's called, it was for like Lord of the Rings or something.
I saw one with Star Wars. And that's already like done, I think. So you can go watch all the, you know, how they came about and who wrote all that shit, right? So, but the Batman one, though, they go into, there is a broad that is, you will be so annoyed. And apparently she was supposed to be Vicky Vale. And lucky for them, she fell off a horse and broke her fucking collarbone. And they went, well, I guess we'll see you later. And they got rid of you find out that that old Basinger started to live with like either one of the producers, something like that. And you're like, they just move into it's bizarre where I'm like, you have a house. What do you mean you just all of a sudden move in with this person? And so she moves in with the guy. By the time this movie is fucking done, she's dating Prince. So she goes right into from one to the fucking other. And I'm like, Kim Basinger. All right. To me, I don't have any problem with her. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of this broad that got fired. They were looking for an excuse to get rid of. She took notes like about everybody and everything that was going on and has the book and she's reading from it on this show. Oh, he showed up at this time. He did this. And people were like, what the fuck? She's keeping track of. And then she's taking Polaroids of everybody. Jack's sleeping. She's taking a fucking Polaroid of. And I'm like, you are doomed. Fucking doomed. Oh, here's Jack taking a nap. What the fuck is this? Wake up and somebody's got a camera over your face while you're sleeping. Yeah. Fucking kill him.
Use this on set.
Yeah. So they were looking for an excuse. But they go into the whole makeup of how they got that face of Jack, mm-hmm. and where it was, they could put this dental piece in his mouth, and they said, you know, would pin him up, right? And they said, if he does this every day for this movie, and it's slowly tugging on this every day, you will change Jack Nicholson's fucking face and smile. You want to be, you know, responding, he goes, now we'll do makeup. That's fine. Like, it would have changed his face. So they go through all that, and Jack with the, I can only be here from whatever fucking time to, I can only be in the chair. This is my working hours. I won't do a fucking minute past that fucking crazy shit. And so they did a dry run on how to do the makeup on him. Like, they had somebody sit in a chair and fucking stop, go. Fucking put their whole face together so they would know they have this much time to film.
Yeah.
But he was the smart one because he asked for, fuck, it was like 15% on the backside of anything from any movie of Batman from now on, and the merchandise and all that shit. Like, instead of a fucking real payday for the doing the movie.
Right.
So he made fucking zillion fucking dollars, you know?
Sean Young?
Yes.
That who it was?
Yes, and she looked okay from back then. Yes,
What else was she in? I want to say she was in something else we watched. Name sounds familiar.
When they showed the old pictures, you go, yeah, she's cute. And she was young. And
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, isn't that her?
Lois
Einhorn?
Is she? No.
I'm looking her up right now.
I think she might be. I'm looking at the face in my head. I'm like,
raping?
Yeah, that's her.
It is. There you go. Wow.
Because I remember when we were doing 80s movies, we watched something else, and we're like, hey, it's
Blade. Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, okay.
Yeah, they were showing the other movie. I don't think they ever mentioned fucking Ace Ventura when they were showing the movie she was in. I would have popped. I would have went like...
She was also in Stripes, speaking of Bill Murray.
That should be in my list of movies, because I've never seen Stripes. Didn't show her hemorrhoids? No. Worst case ever. All right, kids, we are going to go over to the other side where I could yell at Greg. And so you guys want to...
No, not that part.
Well, I want to sign up for that, where Greg gets banished from the show. He has to skip a fucking 2 weeks. He's punished. And this penalty is taking away 2 weeks of movies for you. All right, kids, make sure to sign up. Patreon.com/LingusMafia. And this week... we are over on that Creative Control Network, the 5 days of Lingus Faust.
Yeah.
Very special. We are putting out from the 32 legs, that too, of Lingus. We have WrestleMania getting you geared up for Mania, and it is WrestleMania 1-5. Each day will be one of those shows we are re-releasing for everybody for free. So if you then like those shows, you go, man, I want to hear all fucking 32 of these pigs. And,
in a row?
Faust, I wonder if I mentioned his brother taking away the cookie on that 30-second show. Because it was that was the fucking...
No,
that was that. But we jumped on and said, this sucked, we'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
But we ramble. You know how that fucking goes. So who knows what the fuck else we said.
It sucked, and
that was it. It was shit, and we left. So all the shows are on there for everybody to... look back and listen, and we have all the Saturday Night Main Events and the Summer Slams and all that fun stuff there too. So you might want to check it out. Little's $5. You can get all that kind of shit in there. Yeah, we have a video section that's more.
This weekend.
We have a load of work we're doing this week because we will have a billion reviews. This is a hard work week for us, Faust. And remember, exclusively on Patreon would be the WrestleMania review part, because we will give you Raw and SmackDown for free, but pay-per-views are always on Patreon. I'm not sure if we're going to do Hall of Fame on Patreon side or what. We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, I don't know how crazy much of a fucking review that's going to be, but when Rock's mom comes out, I don't know if we should talk about her.
Who?
Thank you. Say, why is she getting inducted? Oh, it's not her. That's why. I understand. You got to get to induct Rock's grandmother, you need a flashlight and shovel, but we'll get them. We'll get them. All right, kids, that is it. Also, of course, TikTok at Lingus Mafia and Twitter at Lingus Mafia. And Greg has a show called Cold Brew, spelled horribly. But if you find, I can't even say, well, just look for his Twitter and then you could find him on the other one because you can't find a fucking Twitter because of that name too. So
Instagram.
How is it spelled?
Cold Brew Greg.
C-O-L-D-B-R-U-E.
There we go. And
like Motley Crue.
And I try to get him on the Smoke and Joe Network, Faust. You know, because that's what I do. I help people out that after this movie review, I'm going to tell Joe.
Never mind Joe.
Ixnay that fucking shit. Be like, Joe, he's got a good show. Just don't ask him to fucking recommend a movie to you. He went to go see this fucking movie no one heard of instead of Ghostbusters 2. He's very questionable, this fucking guy. All right, kids, that is it. Hope you enjoyed it. We will talk to you next week as we go over to patreon.com/Lingus Mafia.
What do you think about that?
What? You haven't signed up to patreon.com/Lingus Mafia yet? Not only will you get the second half of this show on time on Tuesdays, you could also go back in our history for over 500 plus shows. How about going back to episode 120, where we discuss supporting the LGBTQCDEPHSFA community?
A for altar boy.
Oh! You have to have A too! You're in this group.
Kath.
I was never an altar boy. What are you talking about?
You were,
I went to Catholic school like every Tuesday.
Right?
What are you, crazy? A helper.
You said this on the show.
I carried the priest's balls in a spoon. I helped him. If wrestling's your thing, we also do the 32 Days of Lingus, where we take a pay-per-view and do it for 32 days in a row. It's SummerSlam, and it's the 32 Days of Lingus. We also take you on the Lingus tour and show you our prowess on the golf course.
It is time for the Lingus tour to continue, and it is the Red, White, and Blue Chew Open. Well, the wait is over, my friends. Let's get to rain-soaked Eagle Ridge Golf Course.
So, there you go. Very nice shot. Dead center. Very good off rough.
Next in the tee box is Fausty Walnuts. Low. Not very far. But playable. Calves up with his new driver and he swings. Far left, hits the cart path, bounces high, might be in the street.
This is already your second botch of the day, right? Because you forgot the...
Listen, we're going to test this right now.
You want sports? We have the history of the NFL.
Welcome to the history of the NFL. I'm Cav Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast, and I'm going to take you on a journey from 1920... all the way to 2020.
So get on over to patreon.com/Lingus Mafia and see what you've been missing.
Remember, I can do anything I want because my dad is dead. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
You're either Lingus or against us.
But together, we're assholes.
Best podcast in the world.
I am the best on this microphone. Nobody can touch me.
Yours truly.
I'm done. Show's over. Good day.
Fade to black.